You're listening to NewsHour from the BBC World Service with Rebecca Kesby. Now, here in Britain, two former foreign ministers from opposing political parties have been suspended from their parties after being filmed apparently offering their services for cash to a private company. Sir Malcolm Rifkind, a Conservative MP, and Jack Straw for Labour engaged in negotiations with what they thought was a Chinese company, but was in fact an undercover journalist. Mr. Straw said he would normally charge £5,000 a day for such services. Mr. Rifkind was filmed claiming he didn't receive a salary for his work, including chairing Parliament's Intelligence and Security Committee, for which he's actually paid £67,000 a year. Well, this was his defence when he spoke to the BBC earlier today.
These are very serious allegations. They're unfounded, and I'm going to fight them with all my strength. The basic allegation, and you're really referring to it at the moment, is that there's something improper in the United Kingdom about a member of Parliament being willing to take part, in this case, in an advisory board of a company that is seeking to invest in the United Kingdom. But, of course, there are probably 200 MPs who have various business interests other than their MP's salary. Now, some people disapprove of that, and maybe the Labour Party is going to disapprove of that. But many of the public take a different view. Not all of them, but many say, actually, we don't want full-time politicians. We want members of Parliament who have some outside experience of the wider world. And that is a perfectly reasonable proposition. I think also, if you're trying to attract people of a business or a professional background to serve in the House of Commons, and if they're not ministers, it is quite unrealistic to believe they will go through their parliamentary career being able to simply accept a salary of 60,000. That sounds a lot to a lot of people earning less than that. The vast majority of people of a business or professional background earn far, far more than that. And, OK, if they're told they have to choose one or the other, they just won't come to the House of Commons at all, and Parliament will lose their skills.
Sir Malcolm Rifkind earlier today. Well, John Mann is a senior Labour MP who has been critical of both men today, and he joins me live now from outside the Houses of Parliament. John Mann, thanks for coming on the programme. What's your reaction to this row that's erupted today?
Well, it's like going back in time. We've had these lobbying scandals, as it's been described, time and time again. In fact, we had the Nolan Committee looking into this and coming up with standards in public life 20 years ago, and still we have politicians getting themselves into these problems. You know,
well, what's so wrong with it? I mean, we heard from Sir Malcolm Rifkind there saying, you know, to freelance on the side. What's so wrong about it, as long as they declare it?
Well, what are the companies paying for? They're paying for the access. They're paying for the introductions, they're paying for the knowledge. And with people who are in Parliament, there's a huge danger to our democracy. If politicians and political decisions are influenced by whoever can pay the most and get the best access. And that's the danger with this. And that's why it shouldn't happen.
But what do you make of his argument there, that actually ordinary people don't just want politicians, they want people with some life experience outside of politics, and that's exactly what he's trying to do, diversify?
Having people with life experience outside politics is extremely healthy for Parliament, and the more the better in that. But you don't get that by a politician who's been in Parliament for 30 years, getting a paid consultancy working for a Chinese company and representing interests of that company. That's giving a preferential access to that company, and that's what's fundamentally wrong. And I doubt very much if many listeners would agree that that's good for our democracy.
Well, now, you heard Malcolm Rifkind there in a clip saying that he admitted that it was not correct, that he didn't get a salary. In fact, he gets £67,000. But he did go on to say that, you know, if you want the best people in politics, you've got to allow them to earn more. You voted against raising the salary for MPs, I think. Why did you do that?
Well, the majority of people in this country have been suffering. We've had a recession, people's standards of living have gone down, public sector workers have had huge restrictions on their pay, and therefore it's appropriate that MPs should be getting no more than the rest of the public sector and no more than their constituents are getting in increases. It seems to me wholly wrong that there's one rule for MPs and politicians and one rule for everyone else.
I mean, I suppose just briefly, do you think politicians have the time to do freelancing on the side?
But I was surprised when Sir Malcolm Rifkin suggesting he has all this free time. I mean, when Parliament's sitting, politicians these days have got two jobs, one in the constituency and one in Parliament. I shudder to think how it's possible, particularly when Parliament's sitting, for politicians to have any spare time at all.
OK. All right, John Mann. Thank you very much indeed, John Mann, their senior Labour MP, speaking to us from outside the Houses of Parliament live.